Let's talk about the topic of Gaza Corner tonight, and it's Israel's constant attempt to turn the city of Jerusalem into an exclusively Jewish city. And the latest attempt is rather blatant. It's an attempt to politicize tourism. The tourism ministry, which distributes these free official maps to people visiting Jerusalem's Old City, has produced a map that attempts to reinforce their twisted narrative by trying to deny the physical reality of Jerusalem. On this map, which I wish I could show you, it's got 57 sites on the map. One Muslim site, only five Christian sites are identified. Haaretz, I think, was the first paper to discuss this. And there's a link at the Tangents, a website. And Haaretz, which is a daily newspaper in Israel, referred to the absurdity, quote, where the map key gets truly absurd, however, is in its list of all the buildings occupied by Jews in the Muslim quarter. Of the 57 sites marked by number on the map, no less than 25 of the Jewish sites named buildings, along with synagogues and yeshivas, that have never been heard of even by experienced tour guides, unquote. The legend of this English language map lists, as I say, a total of 57 sites in the Old City, including places that I don't think anyone's ever heard of: Wittenberg House, Eliyahu House, the IDF House, the Israeli Defense Force House, Rabad House, and others. All these are buildings purchased by Jews in the Old City's Muslim quarter, usually through the Ataret Kohanim nonprofit organization, which is a big driver of displacing Palestinians who've lived there for generations and generations. And it's not really clear why these sites on the map would be of any relevance to tourists. The only Muslim site listed is the majestic Dome of the Rock. You can see a photo at the Tangents homepage. It's clear that the map's editors took pains to omit the Arabic names of sites in the Old City. For example, it uses the terms Har Habet and Temple MT period and MT period Moriah for the Temple Mount area, but omits what most Old City residents call it, Haram al-Sharif or Al-Aqsa. In fact, the Al-Aqsa Mosque is illustrated but not named. The area east of it is marked as Solomon's Stables. Where the map truly gets crazy, though, is, you know, these 57 sites that these tour guides have never heard of. By contrast, there's no room on the map to mark Christian sites like the Church of St. Anne, which is near the Lion's Gate, for those of you that know Old Jerusalem, nor is the Church of the Redeemer, which has the highest spire in the Old City. It's listed in the legend, but it's not identified on the map. Other important Christian buildings like the San Salvador Franciscan Monastery, it doesn't appear at all. The bias toward the settler narrative continues even outside the Old City walls. On the Mount of Olives, the Mela Zetim neighborhood of some 100 Jewish families is illustrated and marked, while no mention is made of the thousands of Palestinian families living in the area. The Beit Orot Yeshiva and the City of David Visitors Center got listings, while the large Palestinian neighborhoods of Etur and Ras Al Amud are absent from the map, replaced by just empty green hills. There are also many errors on the map. For example, there's a street that's named but doesn't exist, and there's an arrow pointing tourists toward the Garden Tomb, considered by Protestants to be Jesus' burial place, except that it's pointing in the wrong direction, among other errors. This is the map given to any tourist who stops at the main tourism office at the Jaffa Gate, where I spent a few days last October, and asks for a map in English. Tour guides who looked at the map were sharply critical of it. Quote, "Not only did the tourism ministry test me on my knowledge of those Muslim sites that are missing from this map, it also expects me to conduct, quote, public diplomacy, unquote, for Israel," said Shalom Bokhazlavsky, a tour guide in Jerusalem, continuing, quote, "How am I supposed to do that? Some clerk made 1,300 years of Jerusalem history disappear from the map and instead marked his friends' homes," unquote. Raed Seda, the head of the Jerusalem Tourism Cluster, a consortium that attempts to defend the Palestinian tourism, said that, quote, "We consider Jerusalem a global city. No other city has so many stakeholders from the major religions around the world than Jerusalem," unquote. He added that the Palestinians continuously attempt to reflect the true diversity of the city, quote, "In all our publications, maps, and packages, we try and stress the thousands of years of diversity of the city, and for us, the main basis of all our effort is the human element," unquote. Quote, "Israel is desperately trying to claim some kind of Israeli diversity rather than the reality of a multicultural city that everyone should be proud to showcase," unquote, he said. Lutheran Bishop of Jerusalem, Muneb Yunan, said that while the Lutheran Church of the Redeemer's Tower appears in the skyline of the city and on the tourism map, the Israeli Tourism Ministry didn't identify the church on the map. Quote, "I personally feel it is a lack of respect of holy places to all. It gives bad signals. All governments, since the beginning of the 20th century, have respected this religious status quo." And Rami Feliman, a tour guide and teacher of biblical archaeology, told the writer at Al Monitor, which is also linked at the Tangents website, that the Israeli action is a step in the wrong direction. Quote, "I think they are making tourism a political issue, and this is not fair to Christian tourists, especially as they are the majority of tourists coming to the Old City of Jerusalem," unquote. Feliman said the Israeli Tourism Ministry hands these maps for free to tourists. Quote, "They are focusing especially on the Jaffa Gate area that leads to the Christian quarter, with the aim of trying to promote Jerusalem as an exclusively Jewish city," he said. "Israel's goal is to make Jerusalem all Jewish." And this is just the latest evidence. In addition to land expropriation, massive settlement activities, and home demolitions, these are actions by Israel to drive Palestinians out of the Old City and make East Jerusalem as well, you know, more Jewish. The tourist map is just another attempt to appropriate the holy city to a particular faith and monopolize it for Israel's political ambitions. There's one other article I linked to. I'm just going to read the headline. This is a little older. This is back in January, but here's the headline. It's kind of ironic because that tourist map only had one Muslim site on it, the Dome of the Rock. This headline reads, "Schools in Tel Aviv suburb get posters of Jerusalem minus Dome of the Rock." The music for Gaza Corner tonight will be from a Palestinian singer, and she's so much more. Her name is Reem Kalani. She's a musicologist. She's a broadcaster, really an educator. Born in England, grew up in Kuwait. She's lived in London now for a long time. She has a brand new double CD called Live at the Tabernacle, but because it's tangential epics tonight, I wanted to play one of my favorite long songs by Reem Kalani. This is a song that is off of her album called Sprinting Gazelle, Sprinting Gazelle. And it's a song that features the poetry of Rashid Hussein, who lived in exile, moved to New York, and tragically died in a fire in New York. She loves, she says, his poetry. It provides a cathartic sense of melancholy. The song is called in Arabic, Qua'etir wa azde, which literally means thoughts and echoes. She prefers the title Yearning. Reem Kalani from the CD Sprinting Gazelle on Gaza Corner.
وبكت تعزيه السماء وبكت تعزيه السماء وبكت تعزيه السماء فزادت جسمه السماء توقفي Who does?